one of the year, Avi, no pressure. That's one of the year. This year, tough shouldn't pave up. Tough shouldn't pave up.
So you ready for this one, Avi?
We'll see. Thank you.
Thank you, Yitzi.
And then Yitzi, you're after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Definitely. Good. It's only right. It's only fair.
Yeah.
Days
I cannot see
day, Yitzi, stay there. We do a live and then we'll end off the... Is that okay, Avi? Yeah? This is it for the year. This is it. Last Tough Shouldn't Pay Love. It's a little bit heavy as we are literally moments away from Rosh Hashanah, from a new year. One of the thoughts that I've been having and we've been discussing, I figured I'm going to put it down on paper and try and get it more clear to share with everyone what, let's see if I could say this clear, what Rosh Hashanah is and what Rosh Hashanah is not. I think what happens is that there is a mixture and a confusion. I think it happens with every Yom Tov, but I'll just quickly talk it out, how every Yom Tov pretty much is clear. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's some type of confusion. And I think it's important, as much as we can, to lay down what's true and what's not true. I'll give you an example. Let's just quickly go through Yom Kippur, which we're not going to talk about now. I look forward to sitting together. Those who've been here in the past know that it's a discussion that we have for hours the night of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a very simple day. You're forgiven for all your averus. Put that on the side because we're not there yet. But Yom Kippur, you're forgiven for all your averus. Very, very simple. Whatever you're asking now, we'll deal with on Yom Kippur. But that's pretty basic. Sukkot, we know, is Man Simchaseinu. We know that Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos is the Torah. Rosh Hashanah is what? What is Rosh Hashanah? The Torah describes Rosh Hashanah as Yom Trua, to blow the shofar. Zichron Trua, blow the shofar. Pretty Yom HaZikaron. Yom HaZikaron, whatever that is. But let's be very clear. I made a list. I might even send this out because this is new that I got it clear. I spent this afternoon just to clarify because it's important to know what it is and what it's not. So let's start with what Rosh Hashanah is not. And now, if you want, we could discuss it a little bit afterwards, but I'd like to just first present what Rosh Hashanah is not. Number one, Rosh Hashanah is not a day to think about all the bad things and the averus that you have done. That is not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a day that one is supposed to think about all of your averus and the bad things you have done. Quote unquote, bad things that you have done. That has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Oh, but, I was taught that way, I thought that way, I feel that way. That's great, but that has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. That's number one. We could talk about all these afterwards. Number two, Rosh Hashanah is not a sad day. It's not a sad day. Rosh Hashanah is not a sad day. Number three, this I think everyone's going to like. Rosh Hashanah is not a day that I better make sure that I behave well, otherwise Hashem is going to punish me and kill me. That is not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a day that I better make sure that I behave properly, otherwise God is going to punish me and hurt me and kill me. That's number three. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is. Number four, it could be we could just stick with what Rosh Hashanah is not, you know, and then we could stop. Number four, Rosh Hashanah is not a day where I have no say as to what will happen to me this coming year. Again, Rosh Hashanah is not a day that I have, it's a good rhythm. Yeah. You like, I saw you, yeah. It is not a day where I have no say as to what will happen to me this year. That's not true. I have a lot to say about what's going to happen to me this year. And number five, it is not a day to beg for forgiveness for all of my wrongdoings. That's not what Rosh Hashanah is. It's not a day to beg Hashem for forgiveness for all of my wrongdoings. That's a little bit connected to number one, but it's different than number one. Okay? Those are the five things that Rosh Hashanah is not. And then we're going to go to, I actually have six. I didn't do it on purpose. Six things that Rosh Hashanah is. We're not going to do question and comments now. Let's first say the next six, and then we can discuss. It could be I'll just turn off the recorder and we'll have a discussion. I feel much more comfortable discussing off of the recorder. Number one, Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah is. We just said what Rosh Hashanah is not. Rosh Hashanah is a very, very important day. Very important day. That's number one. Like your day of your wedding. Like your bar mitzvah. Like your, 50th birthday, 30th birthday. Like this, or like that. One more time. Like this, or like that, or like this, or like that. Beautiful. So again, thank you guys. So again, Rosh Hashanah is a very, very important day. That's number one. Ready? This is a biggie. Number two, Rosh Hashanah. Ready for this? And this, Rabbi Bloomberg, this is like something I want to discuss. I have this 100% clear, and I'm going to go with this, but it's definitely something we could discuss. It's not that it's not true, just I want to add something to it, which I'll say in a second. Sorry for the intro. Number two, it's a day when I decide. It's a day that I decide. I did not make this up, by the way. It's a day that I decide what my year will look like. Rosh Hashanah is a day that I decide what my year will look like. Number three, it's a day where I am able to connect very strongly and intimately with Hashem and to renew my relationship with Him. Underline, renew. Number three, it's a day where I am able, I have like extra power to connect very strongly with God, with Hashem, and to renew, I would underline renew many times, and to renew, I'm actually going to do that, my relationship with Hashem. Number four, and this is what's difficult, it is.
What?
It is.
No.
It is. Number four, Rosh Hashanah is a little bit of an anxiety provoking, it is. It is a little bit, sorry, Avi. It is. Sorry for all of us. It's a little bit of a scary day. It is. I know we don't like to hear that, but it's a little bit of a scary day where life and death, not just physical life and death, because that's also true. There is. Life and death is a serious thing, both spiritual life and physical life, both spiritual death and physical death. The main, by the way, parenthetically, the main life that we're asking for on Rosh Hashanah, by the way, is Olam Haba. Just because someone dies doesn't mean that they didn't get written in the book of life. There is an aspect of life that we want to be physically alive. But it is a little bit of an anxiety-provoking day, because there's a reality to the heaviness of that. That's number four. That's true. It's true. Number five, it is a day of major personal renewal. It is a day, as I say every day, or I try and say every day, today is the first day of the rest of your life. I would say that Rosh Hashanah is the most first day of the rest of your life that you can imagine, besides probably being born. But when you're born, you have no consciousness, so that doesn't help that it's the first day of the rest of your life. But at this stage in your life, Rosh Hashanah is probably maybe your birthday also. And if you're born on Rosh Hashanah, that's pretty crazy. I'm sure someone here was born in Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah is literally the first day of the rest of your life in the deepest way, and number six is, Rosh Hashanah is a day where I, with my brothers and sisters, Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, me together, all of us together, underlined together, with my brothers and sisters, all the Jewish people, are proclaiming that Hashem is the Melech. He is the King of the world. He is the King of the universe. He is the Melech Malchei Amlachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the cosmos, of the world. And that's what we, together with our brothers and sisters, are proclaiming. That is what Rosh Hashanah is, and that is what Rosh Hashanah is not. I'd like to pause this. Pause it.
Whose phone is it? Because if I open it, I could.
Here, go. You do it, please. Pause it, and then re-record it. That's fine. You can keep that. Pause. It's done.
Let's keep.
That's the shear.